Hello students, it's your IELTS tutor Jack, and welcome back to another episode of the IELTS Plus English podcast. Today's topic is family. And if you want to learn all about the family and get some wonderful keywords and expressions for today's podcast, you know where to go. www.jacks-english.com. I know you hear it every episode, but I love you to go there and make the most of this free content. Also, I would love it if you would like the podcast, like the YouTube video, give me your comments, say, hi Jack, here's my answer to some question, and subscribe to be part of the community. In today's lesson, I'm going to talk about family. We're going to answer some IELTS questions, of course, but I'd like to start off with a quick lesson for you. This is something that's been on my mind recently from my current IELTS students. And I want to tell you about shallow answers versus deep answers. Shallow answers versus deep answers. One of the problems I have with my students is they give me very shallow answers. This doesn't mean that the answers are short. It means that they stay on the surface of an answer rather than going into depth. So let me give you an example answer. So for example, one of today's questions is, how much time do you spend with your family? Here's a shallow answer. I spend a lot of time with my family. We eat dinner together. We watch TV together. Sometimes we go hiking. I like to play sports with my family. I like to drink alcohol with my family. Sometimes I spend more time with my dad, but at the weekend I spend more time with my mum. That's a shallow answer. Now the length is okay, but there is no elaboration. Elaboration, to elaborate, means to give more detail. Let me give you an example of a deep answer. So again, the question is, how much time do you spend with your family? I spend a lot of time with my family. We eat dinner together. In fact, eating together is a really important part of our family. We always make sure we gather, particularly for dinner, and sometimes we cook the food or we choose which food we're going to eat together, and then we sit down and we spend the time chatting and enjoying the moment together. We also like to hike. Sometimes we hike around the local area, or we go further. We go somewhere and we have hiking trips. And I think hiking is a really important part of our family. Now, did you notice a difference? The range of topics was narrower, but the depth, the detail was deeper. So I'd like you to consider whether you are giving very wide but shallow answers, or whether you are going into a nice amount of depth. It's much more natural from a native speaker's point of view. So, and you can compare the two answers I gave. Which one did you prefer? I think most students prefer the sound of a deeper answer. So that's my lesson for today. Keep that in mind for yourself, and let's do some IELTS questions. I've already done one, so let's just do another part one. How often do you have family get-togethers? Well, I live in Korea, so we have family get-togethers once every 2 years. Of course, this is not normal, but I go back every 2 years, and I really like to go back around Christmas so that I can spend time with my family and do all of the kind of Christmas traditions. Of course, if I lived in England, I would prefer to meet my family and have get-togethers perhaps once a month. We'll see. I will move back one day. Good. Okay. Let's go straight on to a part two. So part two, 2 minutes on the clock. Today's question is, describe a family member that you get on well with. 2 minutes on the clock. I would like to tell you about my uncle Chris. When I was young, I spent a lot of time with my uncle Chris. He came to our house a few times a year, but when he came, I really enjoyed spending time with him. One of the things that really sticks out to me, that I remember, is that he was very passionate about birds, bird watching, identifying birds, and he bought me a bird watching book. I believe he bought it for me, and he would talk about birds and teach me about birds and teach me how to identify the different types. Then when he was gone, I would read this book, and I devoured this book. I really enjoyed reading it and learning more about birds. So let me tell you a little more about my uncle Chris. I think he's a really passionate person about the things he's interested in, which is mostly nature related. I don't particularly look like him, you know, that certainly not a spitting image of him anyway. I think I take after him in my personality. I think in some respects I'm a little bit quieter, and I think he is too, but we both really like chatting and socializing, so I would say I take after him. Of course, he's part of my extended family. He's my uncle on my mother's side. In my opinion, well, he's a very important family member to me, and I still really enjoy catching up with him every time I go back to England. In the future, when I move back to England, I hope to spend more time with him, and of course, introduce my daughter Chloe to him, because I think... there you go. 2 minutes. I was almost finished. I hope the answer was okay. I was actually trying very hard to get some of the key words in there, so I certainly got 3 in there. Yeah, that was pretty well structured, and I'm very happy. Let's move on to a part 3. Is family important in your country? Yeah, I think family's important. So of course, I'm from England. It's very important. It depends on the family. Normally, immediate family is very important, and I know a lot of close-knit families. So for these families, it's really, you know, family gatherings, special occasions, kind of family traditions. This is so important. But I don't know. I think things change, and perhaps for some families, they're growing more distant. There are sibling rivalries which break up families. And yeah, perhaps it's changing. Perhaps friends are becoming as important or even more important. I know for me, another very important thing is community. But to answer your question, I would say family is important. By the way, that's quite an interesting phrase you can use as a kind of a connective phrase for your conclusion, which is to answer your question. But to answer your question. So that's, you know, it's a good transition from the bulk of your answer, your main answer, to the conclusion is to answer your question. Yes, I think, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's do one more part 3. Is it better to grow up in a small family or a large extended family? Oh, I don't know. I would say that my feeling is it's better to grow up in a large extended family. The reason I say this is because I think just having as I grow older, I feel like community is more and more important. And perhaps having a large extended family provides you with more of a community. It allows you more people to talk to spend time with, to learn from. Perhaps we can learn more from our ancestors. Maybe more people in the extended family have knowledge about that. Of course, if a family is dysfunctional, it doesn't matter whether you're small or large. But overall, I would say that a large extended family is preferable. Good. Okay. So I was trying really hard to get the keywords in. Last episode, I gave myself that target of hitting 10, and this time I think I was getting close. So I hope you enjoyed today's topic. It's a good one. It's an important one. And don't forget, hit that like button, subscribe to join the community, and say hello in the comment section. I will say hello back. Have a wonderful week this week. I'll be back next week. Next week's topic is festivals and traditions, so something I really enjoy talking about. I hope you do too. So come back to learn about festivals and traditions. Have a wonderful week, study hard, and see you soon. Bye-bye.